Welcome back to the Mum's Edit podcast.
We're live on air in 3, 2, 1.
Hello.
Hi.
It's just us today, Lil and Steph, because Ren, poor girl, fatigued big time.
Big time.
And for her to admit that today's not the day for her is huge. Like, usually she just pushes on.
Yeah. Steph went out to take a phone call and Ren, it was just me and Ren, and Ren's like, oh, I suppose I couldn't not do today. And I was like, no, you can definitely. She's like, oh, no, it's all right, I'll do it. I'm like, sis, it's fine, go home to bed.
I was like, where's Ren? Lil was like, oh, she was literally on my couch, like in a ball.
Yeah.
God bless her.
And she's just so hard on herself because she's always like, oh, I'm so tired. Why am I so tired? And I'm like, you are crazy. It's because you're 33 weeks pregnant. Like, that is why. Yes. I was so fatigued.
Yes.
Like, I'm still fatigued. I still haven't recovered from
the pregnancy fatigue. From that marathon of giving birth and the pregnancy. No, but honestly, like, I actually hibernated, I would like to say, for the last weeks of my pregnancy. But she's out there going on walks.
Too many
walks. Being a single mum. Yeah, working, hustling for the Mum's Edit. Like
you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Big time.
We joke with her and we're like, if you need to go on maternity leave, it's fine. And she's like, stop trying to push me out. I'm not going on mat leave.
We've got some big things, ideas around. I'm talking conspiracies. I'm talking gossip.
Yeah, someone did actually ask us in a review to stop talking about conspiracy theories so much, and we think, like Lil was just about to say, could be Ren doing an anonymous
big time
review,
getting her, you know, nieces and nephews, mum and dad, family, friends to leave those kind of reviews.
Because she's too scared to say it herself.
Yeah.
How's your week been, darling?
Look, I've got sinusitis.
Yeah.
I also popped up a thing yesterday on the Instagram about Gracie's sleep. She's been going through a sleep regression. Well, that's what I put it down to. She's 18 months. She wakes in the night. She screams at me, like throws her body around the bed. And then her doing that wakes up Albie and puts him into night terrors.
Mm.
And it's just a lot. And I think that the 3 weeks of that has gotten to me, and I had a cold and it turned into sinusitis.
Yeah.
And if you haven't had sinusitis, it actually feels like you've been bashed across the face in all areas with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
So.
And then add on to that a general headache and inability to breathe and also nausea.
And dizzy because and it hurts to breathe.
It's dizziness because of the air pressure. You know how when you get the vertigo, it's something to do with the ears and you've got the ear pressure.
And I actually the other day lost balance a few times, you know, like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like I can imagine fell that. Over big time.
Holy shit.
And actually another crazy thing is it actually ended in tooth pain. Mm. So it started feeling like all this pain through my jaw and my teeth.
Yes. I completely get it because I am a sinusitis sufferer too, and it's fucking hard to kick as well, like even on antibiotics. So Godspeed to you and well done for being here.
Yeah.
The show can't go on with me alone today, sadly.
No. Well, you'd probably let it. You love the sound of your own voice.
Tell my childhood story from the beginning. I was born on the 14th.
An audiography of just yourself.
An audio book.
Yeah, audio book. Like, you would fucking love that.
Steph Campbell, part one. Let me know if you want me to.
She hates having other hosts because she just wants to talk about herself.
Speaking of myself, big news this week for me.
Wow.
And that was that my car got stolen on Saturday. Oh, Friday night. Yeah, Friday night.
So, which was also Rosie's birthday party day.
Yeah. So, long story short, I did update everyone on the Tammy stories, but if you missed it, we gave up the hunt for a
house.
If
you missed it, firstly, shame on you for not being loyal.
And also get back on your phone. I know you might be trying to detox, but we appreciate the views. anyway, long story short, we were buying. We gave up the gig on that because it was fucking stressful.
Not the gig, the dream.
Yeah, but do you know what? You know how we offered a certain amount for that house that we really wanted.
Yeah.
And it took like a certain amount of time, 30 days or something, for them to settle. So now the price has just gone up on realestate.com. Guess how much we missed out by?
Oh.
$1,000.
No.
Yeah. So that was good.
Do you know what? To me, that tells me that the real estate agent didn't like you, because they would have come back to you and said another couple has just outbidded you by $1,000. They didn't like you. Or it was like their friend, because that is unheard of shit. Like, for the client, they should be going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, but he told me that he doesn't do that. It's just, do you get a one go to counteract? And I did, and I counteracted or counteroffered $1,000 less than I should have. I should have done $2,000 more and it would have been ours. But do you know what also that tells me?
Wasn't meant to be.
Wasn't meant to be. And now we've moved into a lovely house.
Oh, it's just gorgeous. Yeah. Warm feeling.
Cozy.
Cozy, but big.
Mm.
Bigger than your old house.
Absolutely.
Gorgeous location.
Yeah. The girls don't know what to do with themselves. Sorry.
No. We need to rewind back to the car being stolen.
Well, yes, this is where it leads to, right?
Yeah.
So we get the call to say we've got the house on Thursday. I was like, cool, new beginning.
Life happens for me.
And then on Friday, right, we'd start to think, holy shit, we're moving on Monday. Like, we've got the weekend, which is Rosie's birthday party, and then Mother's Day. Like, what a lovely way to send off the house.
Thank you, universe.
Then on Friday.
Yes.
On Friday, I was actually running some errands and I thought, holy shit, like, I get so anxious about robberies, like all of that stuff, like at night I'm locking all the doors.
Me too, big time.
Yeah, and like we always talk about it. I leave my light on out the front, yeah. Which now me and Lou used to debate.
To me, that screaming red flag, you're not actually home, you're
but pretending you're home. But I was still home. I was actually home.
The oldest trick in the book is the light on inside.
Yeah.
Not on the outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. And I actually thought to myself, like, I remember specifically I was driving and I said, we haven't been broken into. Like, a laptop did get stolen out of the car maybe last year sometime. But I thought, we have gone this whole 2 year lease without any.
Your intuition was.
And I always had a feeling something might go amiss there. I just didn't feel 100% safe.
Because a lot of scary shit has happened on that street.
A lot of scary shit. Well, that guy was breaking into my car that time. Remember that?
The guy that was staring at you naked.
Well, he just walked past. He was just an innocent bystander and I was walking down the stairs naked. That's my fault. But so, yeah, on the Friday night, went to bed, woke up in the morning. So it's Rosie's fourth birthday party day. We're all excited. I get the girls in the bath to wash their hair and Nate goes, where's the car? And I knew straight away it was stolen. And I said, it's been stolen. And he goes, Steph, come on. You don't prank about this stuff. And I was like, Nate, I'm not pranking you this time. Like, I actually swear I'm not lying. And I was cracking up laughing. And he's like, why are you laughing then? And I was like, because I actually just can't believe that this has happened. And he's like, Steph, give it up. I'm like, no, I'm serious. It's gone. And so we just walked down the stairs and that's when I sent you guys that video of our empty driveway.
And just, not that I'm laughing because it's funny, just because like what the fuck, but how it was like and reversed into the car behind.
Yeah.
Like the poor neighbour, like you'd almost rather your car stolen than it smashed in.
Well, exactly. So
personally,
we saw that, the next door neighbour had parked across the road behind where my car would reverse and she got smashed into. There was like scrapes on the driveway from when they've just like sped off. And the whole big saga was the fact that our spare key was missing, which was in our house. So we were like, did they break in? Did they not?
Yeah.
I said to Nate, did you lock the front door? Like usually I triple check it before I go to bed, but Nate must have opened it for some reason, forgot to lock it. So then that's weird because they've come into the house but not stolen anything else that we can think of. And then, the cop came and he tried to do fingerprints on the door and it's like, we can't get any. And I was like, but I open the door every day. So did they wipe it clean? Like it was just weird. Anyway, that was lovely. The police said the insurance were great, I have to say. Shout out to Yui if you're listening. Amazing. Within an hour they'd organized our hire car, which we've got for 2 weeks, and then if it doesn't show up before then we get a payout to pay off the loan and then have to start the process again.
Which I just think is like fucking rigged.
What do you mean?
Like, pay off your loan.
Yeah, I know.
It just doesn't seem – like, cars go up in value at the moment.
Yeah. Lou was like, I'd be challenging that. You should be getting more than they think it's valued for.
Because they're, like, lowering the value by a substantial, like, substantial amount due to – what's it called?
Inflation, something like that.
No.
No, oh, the opposite. Depreciation.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds super fancy. But I have an update that I haven't told you yet.
Holy shit.
They found my car.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, they found it. We
Steph,
got it called.
Why didn't you tell us?
Because I wanted just your on-air reaction. Well, it's not good news.
So what? When did they call you?
1 a.m. last night.
They called you at 1 a.m.
They called us at 1 a.m.
Okay, so who woke up to that?
None of us, because okay. We slept through it. Our phone was on silent.
Yeah, which, sure.
Yeah. But Nate listened to it at 6 a.m. this morning.
Do you have that here to play to us?
It's on Nate's phone, but I'll definitely play it soon for you when he gets home. He basically said it's blah, blah, blah from blah, blah, blah station and we've found your car and he didn't really give much away.
Yes.
He did say that we've taken it, towed it, which to red flag, immediately red flag.
Immediately
we've towed it to the compounding station, whatever you call it.
Immediately no.
Immediately red flag.
Yeah.
To get some fingerprints and take some photos. Immediately there's obviously damage that they're taking photos
Undriveable of. Undriveable damage.
Yeah, so I gave him a ring this morning. At the
G'day,
station.
Mark, Steph.
Hi there. Yeah. My husband got a call to say that you found our stolen car.
Where did they find it?
Just in a side street in Christie's Downs, which
gorgeous.
If you don't know, Adelaide, it's just a suburb in Adelaide. Probably half an hour-ish from the area that we live in. Anyway, so I speak to him and he goes, let me just get up the file, and I can hear him like tapping away. And it was like what's it going to be? Yeah, it was a lot of suspense and I was home alone thinking like I've got no one here to share this crazy ride with. And then he said to me, please tell me that you have insurance. And I said, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Tell me the damage.
Yes, I do, Daddy.
Bunch of kids, they think, just stolen it, crashed it into anything they could for fun and then beaten it with either golf clubs or a baseball bat.
What?
Yeah. And to me that
You'd
screams.
You'd almost prefer them to find drugs and a gun in it.
And to me that screams hate crime. Do these kids
Targeted.
Know me? Did I used to teach them at school?
Targeted.
Yeah, so apparently they've just – and I knew because they smashed into my neighbour's car as they were reversing.
Yeah.
If they've done
Not
that
a
damage
professional job.
Within 10 seconds, they're just – they're going for it. And I feel – I was actually crying this morning. I know I'm laughing about it now. I was actually really shaken up and I'm kind of laughing because I'm still in shock. But this morning I was crying because, like, your car feels like a member of the family. Like, to me, like, it's your belonging and my car doesn't deserve to be crashed into shit. Like, it's been my loyal, trusty car. I've had memories in there. Not sex in the back of the seat, if that's what you're thinking. I'm thinking gorgeous road trips with the girls.
Yeah.
Also super heartbreaking.
Anyway, it's replaceable, so it's okay.
Yes, but also what wasn't replaceable and I hope is still in there is the leotard that I had to sew for Rosie's calisthenics costume. It took me 5 hours to sew. And also their Mother's Day childcare gifts.
Did that get handed in, the leotard?
I don't know. I'm going to have to ring the compound and say, can you please retrieve the belongings?
Especially the leotard.
And
I'm
the
not
Mother's
doing
Day gifts. Like, that's to me. They sat there at childcare painting and decorating those things for me. That's heartbreaking. And don't – if that was Albie and Gracie, you'd feel the same.
Yeah, well, the funniest thing happened. That's my sister and Ren's boys are in the same year and they made like these candles that – it's fine if you are really religious, but then my sister and Ren aren't super religious, but it's a religious school. Anyway, it was one of those like little tea light candles decorated and Ree was like to Ren, so like what the fuck? Did you see those presents we got for Mother's Day? And Ren's like – yes, a shot glass. How inappropriate. And Ray's like, Ren, it was a tea light candle holder.
Stop, like, that is so
Ren's
Ren.
Mind went straight to the shot. Ren's like, yes, a shot glass. What the fuck?
Yeah, fill it up for me as soon as I give birth is what she's thinking.
Totally.
They've actually tailored this gift to me for when I've got three boys.
Big time. Big time.
Now, another startling development that's come through this week.
Lil, is this might, what I think?
I think you know what it is.
I have a super big announcement if you're living in South Australia and there's a fox outbreak in the suburbs, or just suburbs probably, the suburbs of Adelaide, and I mean big time. So my neighbour's dog was actually attacked by one. They got at a reasonable time of hour. So my neighbour got home at 9 o'clock from dinner. Dog, emergency vet, two casts, wrapped in bandages.
Slit throat.
Slit throat. Yeah, I actually got a photo which I sent through to Steph, beheading rabbits around the neighbourhoods. So I am now super scared, like locking the door all afternoon and night because I'm like, a fox is going to come in and attack us all. But I think one of the good things that's come out of this for me is that it's really getting Albie in and out of the car fast.
Yeah.
Because we pull up home and I go, sweetie. And he's like, the foxes. I'm like, that's right. Move. And that's not manipulation. I'm serious. I am scared.
Yeah, I'm scared too.
But he needs to be aware. Yeah. So super scary. Keep your doors shut because there's a fox outbreak in Adelaide. Fox outbreak in Adelaide.
Now, I feel like people might listen to this and think it was a one-off weird attack. It's actually going
around all
our suburb Facebook groups saying, please be aware, there was a fox spotted.
In my yard.
On
this street. It's like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Now, not good with this sinusitis and stuff. I've been really sick and I'm trying to find an office at the moment for work, and I went and met with a real estate agent. And I was just trying to make small talk with him. And I was like, yeah, anyway, did you hear about that wolf outbreak in Adelaide? And he went silent for like minutes. And I was like, oh, sorry. I mean, fox outbreak. And he was like, yeah, wolves, was going to say. And then I emailed him the next day. I'm like, oh, yeah, that wolves thing's still living rent-free in my head. And he just never replied.
And he didn't get the office.
I
was telling my mum this because I'm
wolves
just shook.
Very similar.
Same, but different. And my mum's like, yeah, I've driven past a few of them that have been hit on the side of the road.
Yeah, big time.
I said, since when? And then I did lots of research. This is dating back actually to 2021 when foxes were being spotted in people's front yards.
Yeah, and now they've been getting it on and breeding like there's no tomorrow.
Breeding like cats and dogs.
If you're familiar with Adelaide down at the Minda headquarters.
Mm.
They're actually living in those bushlands. Big time. Also about burrowing down train lines in all suburbs.
Yep.
Shit. Yep, my neighbour told me that, my other neighbour.
And if they nearly decapitated that, your neighbour's dog.
Yeah.
My neighbour's
dog's a greyhound. Yeah. Like it's not a
little dog.
Shih Tzu.
No, it's not a chihuahua.
No. It's a greyhound.
It's bigger than a fox.
Yes. Yeah. And then, he's got some serious damage on bed rest, on his third week bed rest.
But if that was our children.
At 7 o'clock at night, which like in daylight savings.
You're outside playing in the gorgeous summer heat.
Yeah. And like it's fully fenced off so you can't get to my neighbour's house. Like, so
jump the fence.
And apparently I read on one of the Facebook groups they're jumping fences that you've never seen before.
And they're big sneaky fences. As fuck. You know how they say you're cunning as a fox?
Yeah.
Because they sneak. Well, I'm looking at you actually. They sneak, they connive and they pounce.
And they set up big time.
Mm.
So.
That's something to think about, guys. Lock up your.
Well, actually, just lock the doors. Simple as that. And
don't
especially
go outside.
The robberies at the moment, between the foxes and the robberies. Lock the doors, padlock the gates.
Hide your wives, hide your kids. It's not safe out there anymore on the streets of Adelaide.
No.
And if you're not in Adelaide, well done.
Still not.
They're still maybe even
worse.
Adelaide is the murder capital of the world.
Yeah. Well,
which I find, what are the chances of us being born here into such abysmal statistics?
Yeah.
Even worse than, I've got some other thing. I won't name and shame the other countries that aren't the murder capital.
Well, you could.
Well, I was just thinking.
Yeah.
I don't want to offend any overseas listeners.
Yeah, well, it's too late now.
I don't know. You just always hear about like those cartel deaths in Mexico.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't be saying that on air.
I actually only speak about like the cartel whole shit and kabobble is because last night me and Nate had the best movie night. It's number one.
Hey, was it a bit sexy, was it?
No, it wasn't. Well, I'm hoping actually there might be a sex scene because J-Lo's in it and also
I
the
meant
hot guy.
You and Nate had a really good movie night.
So. No. Nah, definitely not. I was in my Minnie Mouse pajamas. It's not giving sexy time vibes.
I don't know with you guys.
Which I wore them on purpose so I could avoid that for that exact reason. No, it's number one trending on Netflix. Don't know if you've seen it.
Okay,
I'll
have to jump on.
Mother, it's called. J-Lo.
Is it a series?
No, it's just a movie.
And you didn't finish it in one sitting?
No, because it's a 2-hour movie.
Okay.
And Nate fell asleep. And I was like, well.
That's an ick.
Exactly. That's a massive ick for me, falling asleep in
movies.
And I'm
imagining him with like his mouth open catching flies, and that's big ick.
Dribble like ran down the side of it. But yeah, it's basically I'll just – and the hot guy from Power, I don't think you've seen Power, this series.
Are you
so
kidding?
Good.
I told you about
Power. No, you
Power.
Didn't.
Are you actually
I was
kidding?
Living in Sydney.
And I rang you and I told you about it. I was on Power before it was like
– So was I.
Because I told you about it. Before everyone knew about it, I was watching it and then I told you, Fitty Sam. Sorry,
Joe. No, how's the end? How's it start?
Oh, this is how it goes down.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Gorgeous show. Power on Stan.
Honestly.
50 Cent if
it's
you're listening.
An emotional-
Great show.
It's an emotional roller coaster. Oh, big
have
time.
You seen Tommy's show, the spin-off?
No,
on
I
Power?
Didn't.
It's
I
so
didn't,
fucking
yeah.
good.
Is it?
It is so
because
fucking good.
Because I did
good.
Feel a little bit like
Kanan was.
Yeah, it went a bit far.
Yeah, and no,
I
but
like,
Tommy's.
I get it, you guys are
it's where he is now. It leaves from the ending. Where?
Okay.
And
look, I didn't love the whole go back.
No.
I was like, I'm already ahead of this. I know what happens in their future. So
yeah,
that's
I get that.
That's super hot. I bet you think Tommy's hot.
There's something about him.
I knew you would.
Like he's not, but there's just something about him.
But anyway,
but
if
Ghost,
you haven't watched it, guys, you need to watch it.
Yeah. But so. I did have a point. Yeah, he's in it. Hot.
Who?
Ghost.
Oh, Ghost. Yeah,
Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie.
So he's in it and basically
Ghost, what a cool nickname.
I know.
Like gangster as fuck.
And because you never see him because he's
no.
that quick in the gangster.
Ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost.
I've shot you because I'm a ghost.
Anyway.
I could never be in Power. I wouldn't survive a minute in the ganglands even though I'm practically in them.
You'd get shot for running everyone out because you would be like try and keep everyone happy and then get shot. And that's why you wouldn't work on Survivor because you just rat out everyone.
Rat out?
Rat out.
No, because I'm trying – if I was trying to keep people happy, I wouldn't want them to know – anything.
Anyway.
No, but circling back, yeah, great movie, Mother on Netflix, and I'm excited for tonight. But it's
I
very like it's scary. It's
yeah,
scary,
yeah, yeah.
but emotional because it's about part of it being yeah. a mum and part of it really
Not.
Bad guys.
Mm. Big time.
She's an assassin, so
yeah.
watch out.
So super funny. I'm actually super sad and funny about this segment because Steph did a question box saying like, what do you really wish you got for Mother's Day? Like,
yeah.
don't pretend you're grateful for what you got. What did you actually want?
You've opened it and your heart drops.
Yeah.
What did you really want? What would have sparked joy? Let's be honest with each other and ourselves.
But I think I get so upset because some of them are like describing what he went and bought. And the funniest bit about – no, not funny. The saddest bit about that is me imagining him going into the store and being like, she'd love this.
Big time.
I'm going to buy this for her.
Yes.
Because I love her.
Yeah.
So let's get into these. Someone said, a solo massage and pamper package, not a couple's one. Apparently it's also Father's Day.
Look, I have to agree. I think that's super fucking cheeky to get the couple's pamper package on Mother's Day. It's not your day, bro. Okay?
But you know what? Like maybe he's thinking.
No, he wasn't thinking it's romantic, Lil.
No.
What's romantic is letting her go off on her own just for a breather.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah, this one I'd be pissed. A non-hungover useful husband. That's heavy, heavy stuff.
Yeah. He's obviously gone out the night before and thought, I'll just have a few bevvies. I can't be hungover because tomorrow's Mother's Day. And then he's tipped over the edge and the fact that he can't.
Sorry. Someone's written in, I would have liked 2 week vacation, a Smeg coffee machine and some new Nikes.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I have a Smeg coffee machine and Lil did not like her coffee today when I made it for her.
Because she used almond milk, not barista almond milk, like almond milk that curdles. And I politely had to spit it back into the cup.
Because I'm not sure if you've realised we don't have much in the way of groceries at the moment.
Yeah, but don't yell out who wants a coffee when you don't have barista milk. Just don't offer. But very funny because very big demands.
Yes.
There's a lot of requests here for nights in hotels alone.
Yeah.
And not couple retreats, alone.
I know someone who got that for her birthday actually, I think. One of my friends, her partner gave her a night away in a hotel. She said she just sat and read and like had a glass of wine and it was glorious. And I said that's
so many people are asking for that. Like a lot. I've got like 10 in a row of like the hotel alone, Uber Eats, robe, sleep in, massage, facial.
That does sound lovely.
It does, but also I'd want to go with a friend. Or my like I don't know. I don't mean to sound like a loser, but I get like I think due to my hyperactive self, like I'd be like, okay, I want someone to talk to or whatever. So yeah, there's just a lot of requests here for uninterrupted alone time. Or someone bought themselves a Dyson Airwrap for Mother's Day just to save themselves the hassle and disappointment. And I think that is a very cool move.
Yeah, I was gonna say massive tip, guys. I bought my own Mother's Day present too.
What did you get yourself, Dal?
Just a few of those Anine Bing jumpers.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just as a winter staple, but
gorgeous.
They also chose his own birthday present this year. And then we just give it like a sentimental, it's from me, but you can choose it because
I'm big on that. I think that's gorgeous.
Yeah. And and it's really the thought that counts. So I'm thinking of my own gorgeous present and you're just saying, yes, here it is.
Yeah. You know,
I bought Nate a watch for Father's Day last year and he's completely fucking lost it, clearly because he didn't care about it.
Yeah.
Enough.
And he didn't like it, but he was trying to be polite.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm literally just sorting through all the requests for hotel rooms alone. Laura, I'm with you. For my daughter not to wake up 6 times in the night, understand. Mm. Someone's actually said not one night alone in the hotel but 3 nights alone.
Someone also said, just from memory, they were super disappointed that their partner didn't think to gift her and her girlfriend's friends weekend away. And I was like, that is such a hard one to know off the top of your head as a husband. Like, imagine if Nate organised that. I'd be like, that is such a random gift for my friends. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's very hard to mind read that.
Like, for all the friends too.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous. Just everyone being kind and happy all day.
That would be lovely.
That's really sweet. Mm. A family photo shoot.
Someone also said not a voucher from Priceline.
Well, that makes me want to cry because that's obviously what they got and he would have thought, this is cool. She would love this.
You can get some good stuff from Priceline. I shall pop a storm in there with like random bits and bobs.
Priceline's coming back big time.
Yeah.
Like seriously. Oh, this is gorgeous. Someone said a coffee and 30 minutes alone. I got a bar of soap, literally, but I'm practicing gratefulness today. So good for you, Jade. That's beautiful.
That is a stunning answer.
Yeah, she wins. And on the other hand here, someone's actually said they want a nice surprise and not something I had to tell them I wanted.
Yeah.
I feel like
setting yourself up for disappointment.
Yeah, correct.
You think you want a surprise.
And then you get the surprise and you think, did I?
Yeah, I should have told him what I really wanted.
Peace and quiet, a big request. Someone said for everyone to leave me alone. Someone said a fucking sleep in or nap and no nighttime routine.
Someone said a clean house when I a lot of have clean. To clean it.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of those. Just to feel appreciated. This is turning dark real quick, by the way, guys. So
just a
sorry that
request.
Everyone felt like this I know. On Mother's Day. I'm feeling sad.
That's the thing though too, and I wanted to put it out there because Mother's Day, it is a day of the celebration of the mother or anyone that identifies as a motherly role and – sometimes not even then do people feel the feels.
Someone said they wanted a spa session for 3 hours. Oh, no. Someone said I didn't want a household full of gastro. You poor woman.
Nah.
That's cruel. Someone said they wanted a Samsung vacuum.
Yes,
chef's kiss to that.
My mum still has your vacuum.
Yes, I need to go get
After the vac off, Lil left her prized possession at my house, which I gave it a little whiz around too, to be honest, chef's kiss. But it's still at my house when I was moving, so I had to take it to my mum's house and it's still – what are you doing?
Yes, so I went to pick it up but no one was home the other day.
Oh, from mum's.
Yeah, and it was so funny. I got home, I was meant to do a story and I was like, of course, I knew something was going to happen because I was – being like showy about my vacuum and I left it at Steph's.
Imagine if it got stolen. Yeah,
I did
thieves.
Think that. Why do you think I was fishing around to see if anything else got stolen? A lot of people are saying like, I wish I got engaged, joking, or am I? Yeah. A lot of people joking with the ring, but they're not.
Oh, did you see the one that said she thought she was going to be getting proposed to on there? She thought she was going to be proposed to and instead like, she literally got the shittest present. I can't remember what it was, but like she was like so deflated.
Someone wrote on here, just for them to make me feel as special as I make them feel on special occasions. And I can really resonate with that with males, mm-hmm. like not just from my own experience, but watching all the time. Like I feel like our motherly loving instincts are just so over the top and shower people in love and everything else. And it could possibly be underwhelming. When you give so much.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, so really everyone just wants a couple of nights away.
Yeah, and some P&Q.
And they're getting PJs and slippers.
Which is still gorgeous.
And shitty childcare gifts.
Yeah. But also I wish I had mine. Yeah. It's in the car. It's probably been wrecked.
Big time. They were probably wearing the leotard while crashing into shit.
Yeah. Speaking of proposals – I was thinking back because, like, the nerve-wracking moment, and you probably feel like this, Lil. You don't know when it's going to come.
No, I don't feel like that at
all. Does that make you – like, is it tonight? No, you don't – you've given up.
No, not that you've given up. Like, I think we've had, like, certain conversations and I think I feel, like, so – like, we will get engaged. But I feel so, like, busy. I was almost saying to a girlfriend the other day, like, now wouldn't even feel like the right timing for me. I wouldn't even feel like I'd get to enjoy it because we are both just like
so busy.
So, well, more so me, I should say. Just so
Corey's off playing golf.
I'm just so busy that yeah, my girlfriend was saying she got engaged over Christmas and it was just so beautiful because she had time to like really soak take it in and celebrate and share it with everyone and
– yeah, for sure. That's a nice idea, Corey, if you're listening.
Corey, if you're tuning in, which you're probably not. But I have heard so many – oh, my God, we should do a segment on people when they think they're getting proposed yes. to and they're not because I have heard so many stories yeah. about that.
Yeah, that yeah, would be gold.
Super funny.
Because me and Nate had a conversation back in the day. I say back in the day because we've been married 5 years now. It feels like a long time ago, but it was just a kid then really. Long story short, we had the conversation and I was like, yeah, like, are we going to get married one day? Anyway, he was like, yeah. And then we're going to Bali like a few months later and he kept saying like, and it should have been a red flag, but it wasn't because I really believed him. He was like, we're not getting engaged this trip. Like, I'm just letting you know so you're not heartbroken.
I don't think that's a red flag. I think that's like polite.
I thought so too. And I was like, oh, good, because I wouldn't want to be thinking the whole time like.
When?
Yeah, exactly. And so he asked my mum's permission beforehand and we went to Bali. I remember the Crows were playing in the grand final that day. We watched it at the airport. They lost. Bad omen before going on the trip with the engagement, don't you reckon? Like, when are we ever in the grand final? Not that I'm a big footy supporter. That's quite irrelevant to the story. Sorry. I haven't had my afternoon ADHD meds.
Clearly.
Anyway, long story short, Nate didn't propose until the last day that we were there.
And like, I was literally there.
Yeah. Literally the night we were leaving, basically.
Is that annoying a bit?
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because he probably thought you, knowing you, you'd be like, I want to get home to my mum.
No, but my mum thought she was in Adelaide and every day I rang her to be like, yeah, it's really nice. She thought he'd changed his mind. She was like, what's she done to change his mind in the few days that we've been there? And then because it was like the second to, oh, he says, oh, because I got Bali belly one day, which I'm sure was a ick for him. The one bathroom. And then the next day he actually got so hungover that he thought he had belly. And I said, no, you're hungover because you went out with your mate last night while I was here so sick as a dog. I agree. It was like obviously his last hurrah. Yeah. And so he took all my barley belly medication and then he had like agonizing pain because he actually was just hungover and it like
made him constipated.
Yeah. And like bound up all his stomach so that he couldn't vomit or like anything. Anyway, so that was the story. And yeah, you were there, which was that was the day you arrived and Ren was there.
Yeah.
And then we were flying out that night and me and Nate had a few too many drinks. We're like, let's just change our flight to tomorrow. It was going to be like $1,000 to change. And we were like, no, don't. But then by the time we got to our 11 o'clock flight that night, we were like hungover already at the airport because we'd been day drinking. Anyway, that's my story that no one asked for. But
yeah,
long story short, when you least expect it, and people had written the little beautiful Balinese women that Nate had hired to do it. Anyway, long story short, he'd actually put in balloons saying, will you marry me? And they all deflated before we got home and it just said Illy. And then it said –
which is gorgeous.
Well, we thought it was super cool and strange that they'd all – what's it called?
Yeah, deflated.
Deflated, except Illy. Like that's a bit strange, a bit spooky. And then it said in flower petals, Nathan, love heart, Stephanie, but they spelt my name Stephanie. And I was just like, this is stunning. Bravo,
I love you, Nate.
Nate
and Stephanie.
Illy, Nate and Stephanie. So another thing I just wanted to touch on because I saw someone on TikTok talking about it. You sent it to me the other day. Was kids talking about their past lives.
Oh, it scares the bejesus out of me.
Because they're too young to be making this shit up, in my opinion.
Yeah.
To me,
yeah,
that's like crazy. So Rosie, as you guys know, has some psychic abilities.
You're going to say like some serious issues.
Well, serious anxiety issues actually, which I could talk about in a minute. But, yeah, psychic abilities. And even when I had my reading with Psychic Ebony, she also actually said, yeah,
your daughter's she's got the chosen one.
And she said, so do you. No, she didn't. Ebony, if you're listening. I know you didn't say that about me. But we all know it's true. Anyway.
And me, actually.
Yeah.
Like a cousin dynamic, psychic dynamic. Like mostly just us two, though. I wouldn't say through the family. I would
Monica.
Say, but, well, our auntie as well, but especially me, you and Monica.
Yeah.
Like big time. I've seen shit no one
should
has
see.
Seen.
No, honestly. And like.
I predicted shit no one should predict.
And shit that no one else saw coming.
Yeah.
Except
big
for
time.
You. This is a pretty sad one, but I had a dream prediction that my dad had cancer just before he was diagnosed.
Big
I actually
time.
Said, I had this dream last night, I need to go to the doctor. And he said, no, it's just your dreams, a manifestation of your worst fear. And I said, no, I don't think so. And sadly
time.
I was right. When I was 8, I actually had my first psychic dream. My grandma came to visit me on my dad's side. She was very, very angry.
She said, listen here, you little bitch.
Honestly, she was furious because my dad he had a lot of anxiety around her passing. He was too scared to pick up her ashes from the funeral home.
And what did she say?
She said, I don't deserve to be sitting in a funeral home. You need to come and pick up my ashes. You need to tell your dad that he needs to get his act together and come and get them. And the whole dream like was just black. It was just her voice and I could tell she was furious. I had to say to my dad when I was 8 years old, Grandma's really upset with you and you need to go and pick up her ashes.
Big time.
Yeah, so we've got the gift. And I did tell this story before on the podcast of Rosie seeing that little girl ghost at my sister's house. But I don't know if I told the update at the time. Long story short, my sister lives in a house that was built in the 1920s. It's super cute.
Say less.
You can tell that like
shit's gone down.
Yeah, and maybe not sinister shit, but just shit in general, like life and death shit. Anyway.
And that's enough.
Yeah, exactly. And if it feels like home to the spirit, that can be where they reside for their retirement.
Or if it doesn't feel like home to them, that's where they could reside.
Yeah.
It's really much of a muchness.
So basically we went there just after she'd moved in and
– the spirit was angry.
No, she wasn't. Oh. No, Rosie said, who's that little girl sitting at the kitchen table? And I said, what little girl? And she said, that little girl with the old dress and the long blonde hair. And I said, not sure about that one. She was pointing. She's like, she's right there. Then Rosie ran down the hallway. She goes, oh, look, the little girl's following me. She wants to play with me. I freaked out because I've heard sometimes negative spirits can appear as children.
Are you for real?
Yeah, to lure them in. So I contacted Psychic Ebony and I said, listen up, this is what's gone down tonight. Is it a negative spirit? Do I need to protect her? Sorry if you don't believe in this stuff, but you can't make it up. That's the thing. Like, she couldn't have made it up.
Okay, go on.
Because then as we were leaving, she said, oh, who's that man?
Oh, good.
And I said, I don't know, darling. Let's go in the car, in the car, in the car.
The foxes are coming. The foxes are coming.
So anyway, I told my sister that. Obviously, she was there at the time. And my sister actually rang me at about 9:15 at night a few nights later. And she's like, I'm so shaken up. And I said, why? What's happened? And she said she was eating her dinner late at night at the table at like 9:15. And standing at the door was this exact little girl that Rosie had described in the old dress with long blonde hair. It was half up, half down. And her grandfather.
No.
And she said she froze, which I would too. Like if yeah. I saw in – like luckily my abilities are only really – dreams and predictions, but she saw them standing there and she said they were standing there for like 10 minutes.
Immediately,
before.
No.
Yeah. And she said she finally found her voice to say, can you please stop? I'm scared. And they disappeared straight away. She's never seen them again. But Rosie saw them first. Like you can't. That's
Rosie
been backed
welcomed
up
them.
Pretty much. So my point was that, what was my point?
We'll talk about Rosie's
psychic abilities.
No.
Or past life. Yeah. So long story short, I already knew that she has a bit of a gift of the gab, if you like. And she said to me the other day, my brothers. And I said, what do you mean, your brothers? Anyway, she said, two of my nephews, they were my brothers in my old life.
I don't know.
She said, in my old life. And I said, what do you mean? What? Your old life. And it's only these two particular
cousins.
That's
not the whole story, is it?
No.
Good.
It's not. And then she was actually telling me about how she died in her past life.
Yeah, that's
which I
more
find
like
really, really
there?
Freaky. Well, she said in one of them, she got hit by a bus. Now, I think this is really weird because my dad actually was told in his past life that he got hit by a bus as a little kid chasing a ball. I don't know. Or is she my dad? Weird.
Wow.
I don't know. Just
well,
saying.
Well, these ones I was watching on TikTok were fucking heavy.
Well, mine was pretty heavy. Mine was pretty crazy, right, guys?
It was like this little boy and he was like, I want my other mum.
Yeah.
And she's like, what do you mean? Like, I am your mum. And he's like, no, my other mum from my other life. And, like, new details down to the address, to her name, to the last name, to where they lived, to how he died, and it all checked out.
See, that to me makes me feel homesick for him, like scared. Yeah. Like, imagine missing your other mum from another life.
All right. I'm getting anxiety, so let's
I'm sorry. But, like.
Yeah, I feel like that.
Do you, just out of curiosity, get any vibes in this house?
I mean, I definitely need to do a late night scope. I think that's when I really feel the feels. It does feel cold, which immediately screams yes.
Yeah. It does feel cold, but also it doesn't get much sunlight because of all the big neighbouring houses.
Well, I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of sun through a lot of glass. I think the real test will be when I'm back here at night.
Okay. So when are you going to do that?
Yeah.
Tonight.
Time. But although I've been watching that candle and there's not a lot happening.
Stop, I'm so scared it's about to like do a massive flicker now. Because she's not here and she's not listening because she doesn't really listen back to the episodes.
Ever.
What do you think of Ren's house? Do you get the vibe there? Or not really?
No. Well, she throws different because she's not scared. And she's grown up in a haunted house, so I just think.
But she doesn't think there's anything there, and I have to disagree.
You think big time.
I just, when I go in there, I just get a little bit of a feeling.
Yeah.
Not a scary feeling, but just a feeling
else
that I'm not.
There.
And maybe that's why the sea monkeys keep dying.
Yeah.
speaking of the sea monkeys, if you guys didn't see last night, Ren actually put up a story. She went and took the boys to Kmart last night at 5 p.m. to get more sea monkeys. Now, she has got this obsession now with
the
sea monkeys.
An addiction, if you will.
Yes. So she's obsessed with growing these sea monkeys. They keep dying. There's been accidents.
What even are sea monkeys?
Well, I'll show you mine. They're just out there in a minute.
Yeah,
I'll show
you. What are they?
Well, this is to me what's so fucking crazy. They're these tiny little fish. You can get a proper description up.
Yeah.
But basically you buy them from Kmart and the eggs come in a packet and they don't actually grow until you put – and I said, how are they monitoring the well-being of these sea monkey eggs in a Kmart packet? And how do they survive that long? Like a snake egg or turtle egg hatches.
They can actually live from a year to 5 years, so I don't know where Ren's going wrong.
Well, I'll tell you where.
Where?
Sunny threw them in a rage.
Yeah.
And they landed all over her floor and they're pretty much microscopic, so she couldn't save them. But someone wrote in after Ren shared that saying, our sea monkeys died because my son drank them.
Yuck.
Yeah, so he's got floating sea monkeys. They could survive in his stomach acid.
They actually don't exist in the wild naturally. They are a man-made hybrid of brine shrimp. And basically sea monkeys is just a brand name that was marketed for the species.
To me, that's giving plain God. Someone's made a hybrid fucking sea monkey and we buy the eggs from Kmart.
Yeah.
And they're growing in a little tank.
Yeah. Here it said... What can I give my sea monkeys if I run out of their food? Algae.
Good.
Do sea monkeys have parasites? Yes, they do.
Maybe that
tapeworm.
That lady needs to take the worm meds for her son.
Who?
That lady that wrote and said her son drank them.
Yeah, big time.
Darling, if you're listening, get the worm tablets immediately.
Tapeworm infects sea monkeys, which are in turn scooped up and eaten by primary hosts such as flamingos. Well, now I'm giving confusion because it just said that sea monkeys are man-made, and but now it's saying that flamingos are eating them in their spare time. Can sea monkeys breathe? Sea monkeys breathe through their tails.
Don't. That's adorable.
What happens if you put sea monkeys in a fish tank? Sea monkeys are brine shrimp. And they are a common treat for aquarium fish. They're going to get gobbled up in no time.
Excellent.
Will my sea monkeys lay eggs? Sea monkeys reproduce sexually and asexually.
What?
Yeah, big time.
So they can just make their own baby. So my little sea monkeys out there are having sex right now.
Males attach themselves to a female and remain connected for a span of days to weeks.
Those poor bitches. It's giving stage 5 clinger.
It's giving not okay.
It's giving females are never alone in human form sea monkey form.
It's giving no means no.
It's giving controlling.
Yeah. What are the black dots in my sea monkey tank? Sea monkey illness. A sick sea monkey may stop swimming and can change colours or develop strange body markings.
Right. Well, mine are very small and it's hard for me to see that up close of their body. Like I can barely see them going like this.
Why have my sea monkeys died? Overfeeding can cause bacteria to multiply in the tank, and once out of control, the bacteria will eat up all the oxygen from the water and your sea monkeys will suffocate and die.
Ren, I hope you're proud.
Right, I think I need Ren to get off stop. The fucking train of the sea monkey facts, but I can't stop. I'm in a vortex of it. So on that note, we hope you guys have loved this crazy episode.
Wild shit. See, happening.
When Ren's not here, we really just go into
go down a rabbit hole, ghost stories, fox updates,
sea monkeys, how to keep them alive, how not to keep them alive,
shit you don't want for Mother's Day, car theft,
tutus,
mental health. Oh, I'll speak about the Rosie's anxiety next week because we did get write in a request to talk about that. You get that, the separation anxiety thing too.
Me, personally.
Well, not you personally now. Well, we do at drop off. But, I mean, our kids.
Drop off's hard. We actually need a professional to come on and talk about that. Well,
I did get an
anyway,
a merit in psychology in year 12, so I'm pretty cool.
All right, we love you guys.
Love you. Bye.